another episode, something on the amusing side also was Jimmy on his 16th birthday driving in the garage. And bango, Pop had that new skylight glass right up there in the front of the garage, right by the pit that leads down into the cellar, lets the light in that window there. And Jimmy forgot to put the brake on in time and crashed all over the front of the car. And I believe Dad had just come in the front door at the time this happened. Because as Jimmy walked in the kitchen, I remember Father was standing there. And the final outcome of the whole thing was that if it wasn't for his birthday, things would have been a lot blacker than they were. But that was one thing. Another time I recall was Jimmy and Pat having a scuffle out there on the basketball court. Patrick wanted to do something. Jimmy didn't want him to. So Pat hauled off and whopped him one. Jimmy wound up with a black eye. Came in and Father saw it. And I think that Father Pat almost went up with a black eye himself after Father had seen Jimmy's. But they eventually patched it up until, as far as I know, they're still friends. Next, I just recall this is a very small boy. I don't even recall the completed incident. Probably somebody else can fill it in. When Frank sprained his thumb when he was fighting somebody, I have an idea with McFadden up at the sales. Probably over there in the Major's battalion over there in the lower part of the school. But I remember coming in, he had his thumb all doubled up and the granny was in the kitchen there. And oh, she was much solicitous about her poor boy Frank, and he had broken his thumb or something else, and she gets the iodine out and puts it on, then she finally asked him how it happened. He said, oh, he got in a fist fight, and I still think it was McFadden. And oh, then it wasn't as good as it should have been, because Granny more or less, in her own way, decided that if he was fighting, it must have been for a just cause or in good cause, so he didn't get the devil. Instead, he got iodine and a little sympathy from Granny. Much the same as Father Richard himself used to get when he came in from playing tennis. Came in late for dinner. As long as he won, it was all right. Just a side issue. Another episode, probably John or Jimmy, but they're not here, could fill in on this, was the time when we were painting the kitchen for Mother. And I think Mother had gone upstairs, and Jimmy and I tangled over something. He said something to me, or I said something to him. We got sore at each other. So we started out in the kitchen by hitting each other with paintbrushes, and then Jimmy whopped me with his fist or something and jumped down, and I went after him with a paintbrush, chased him into the front room, and gave a good sprinkle to all the furniture in the front room, much to my own chagrin, when, of course, when Father returned, we got the daylights beat out of us at a later date. But at the time, it seemed to be worth it. Oh, Peggy, please. Another note I recall is the getting ready for the processions during Holy Week. This was always around here, I recall. Holy Week was a time of much quietness, only broken by the processions on Holy Thursday particularly, and Good Friday morning, and then the Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, 4 days of constant processions. I remember being down, coming in one Holy Thursday from playing baseball down there at 42nd and below Chester Avenue with Pat and Jim, and about being about time for the procession. I don't know, we were going back in the evening. I don't know why we'd be going back on Holy Thursday evening, but it seems to me we were, because I know we rushed out of there and with about 20 minutes between the time of leaving the lot and getting to church. But we made it in time, and we're there for the procession. Another family incident was the castor oil and sulfur molasses episodes. Some of the younger ones won't recall this, so I'll give them a fill-in on the sulfur molasses particularly. Come spring, just like shedding Pop's long underwear, which he still uses today, Mom and Granny would break out that mixture of sulfur and molasses, and we'd have it whether we wanted it or not, as bad as it was. Well, that coincides with the castor oil episodes every Christmas and Easter. That's what we used to have to do when we were children. Grandpop would make us line up right here. Pop would go in the bathroom, and all of us had to line up and go in and get a tablespoonful or teaspoonful of castor oil and a piece of candy. And we did that every Christmas and Easter, just because father and mother thought it should be that way, no matter how bad it tasted. Two girls wouldn't remember that. Some of my younger brothers and sisters probably don't recall it either, a little younger than I.
And this tape is continued on the reverse side of this one, so just turn this tape over and continue on.